Tom, how are you this morning?
Great, Tony. I'm packing up and getting ready to head back to China come Sunday.
You know, why we talk quite a bit about China. Why such the great interest for China, Tom?
Well, it's the fastest growing large economy in the world. It's been growing at about a 10% economic growth rate for the last 20, 30 years. And if you can juxtapose that to the United States economy, that we'd be quite ecstatic if we had a 2 or 3% economic growth rate. Things would be humming along here. So there's a lot of trade that goes back and forth between our two countries. And my goal is to make sure that China's rise doesn't come at Michigan's demise. There's ways that we can build two-way economic bridges to benefit our communities. As an example, it wasn't but a couple years ago that General Motors, right there in the Blanton Delta Township, sold cars from Michigan to the Chinese. We have to continue to find ways to build those bridges. And I'm going there to speak at two major auto parts conferences to talk about ways which we can get some inbound Chinese investment here in the great state of Michigan.
Well, that's a great segue into a new automotive trade show that's coming to Cobo Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have. It's coming up October 3rd through the 8th, the Detroit International Advanced Manufacturing Technology Show. And we're bringing this show here to build those two-way economic bridges. People that are interested in participating in this show can go to www.diamts.com. And that's D-I-A-M-T-S, which is the Detroit International Advanced Manufacturing Technology Show. And the founder of that show, Eric Wong, in order to benefit Michigan businesses, is offering up to 1,000 booths at Cobo Hall for auto manufacturers, the OEMs, the electronic people that are here trying to put forth advanced battery technology, offering them a free exhibit space at this conference coming up, the International Advanced Manufacturing Technology Show at Cobo Hall, October 3rd through 8th. They can get more information on the website or by calling 248-674-7270.
All right, talk about the differences between this manufacturing trade show as opposed to the North American International Auto Show.
Well, the auto show is basically putting forth the final product, those beautiful cars that that we see that are produced by General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, and the other auto manufacturers. A lot of what we will be seeing at this show is the stuff that goes underneath the car, the things that you don't see, the technology that's driving that engine, the piece of metal or plastic or other composites that are holding the structure together. What we're interested in doing is finding ways to build bridges for success between China, Taiwan, and Detroit and Michigan.
And obviously this would be a good thing as we try to continue the momentum with auto manufacturing and auto sales here in the state as well as throughout the country and the globe.
Absolutely. Governor Snyder and our Michigan Economic Development Corporation are looking ways certainly to diversify, but we can never forget the bread and butter, and that certainly is the auto industry. And what we want to do is make foreign trade less foreign and more profitable and beneficial to people that are working right here in our great state.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Have a safe trip, and we will talk with you when you get back.
I look forward to it, Tony.